Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in the Chevy Silverado that I rented for this weekend in Connecticut, driving back from the Mohegan Sun to my hotel in Hartford, following Purdue's 80-74 Hall of Fame tip-off championship game win over Villanova. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast. It's brought to you by our friends at Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple & Company, and the Whitaker Inn, which I once again will not be driving by on my way back from the game like I normally do for home games. Diving right into it here. Unfortunately, I'm leaving just as I figured out how to park this Silverado. I don't know how some of you guys drive these gigantic things. Anyway, so Purdue established itself this weekend. They earned what I'd said before this event. They still had to earn, despite what everybody kind of figured Purdue would be this season, assumed Purdue would be. They still kind of had to earn it. They had to validate their place, I guess, in the national conversation, the national eye, however you want to put it, and that they absolutely positively did that this weekend. They can now, I think, safely call themselves one of the best teams in college basketball. They were number six coming into this. They will cut that in half potentially before long, although teams typically don't move down until they lose. Purdue will jump over Villanova, obviously. I don't know if any other top five teams lost this weekend. I've been kind of tuned out, focused on everything going on here. But Purdue clearly has established itself as one of the legitimate best teams in college basketball, and they did so not as much by showing off, you know, how many different weapons they have offensively and how much depth they have and all that stuff, but by responding to situations the way mature, grown-up teams, you know, do. You know, as I've always said about this season is that Purdue had to, you know, prove it was something different than the last version of itself that you saw last March, which wasn't, you know, Purdue's best look for that season. They had a great season, and then in the postseason, obviously, you know, that they didn't finish it with any level of success whatsoever, and they had to show that they were different, and they showed they were different here at the Mohegan Sun this past weekend. They gave up the lead for a while against North Carolina for 12 seconds, responded every time North Carolina threatened to, you know, go ahead of them and actually build a couple possession lead, whatever it might have been, and then to be down 11 midway through the second half against Villanova, one of the most disciplined, experienced, mature teams you're going to run into in college basketball, really speaks volumes about how Purdue has grown up and how they're ready for those moments now. They're ready for those difficult situations in the sort of games that they're going to have to win this year to have the sort of season they want to have, people think they can have, you as someone who's listening to this podcast certainly want them to have. They just looked like a very, very ready basketball team for their place in the college basketball world right now. And I think this kind of validated them and then some. And, you know, a lot went into this beyond the intangible that I just talked about. You know, Purdue has two budding stars in Jaden Ivey and Zach Edey. And I thought the North Carolina game was Jaden Ivey's breakout party. And I thought today was probably Zach Edey's breakout party in terms of national prominence. Which isn't to say they both didn't do really good things in the other games, but I thought they were both outstanding in one or the other game. And I think both of those guys put themselves on the national map as well as legitimate college basketball stars. Now, Purdue has a lot of stars. They got at least three of them right now. And some guys who might be growing into it in the future, but also a team where you might have multiple stars in the same game. You know, Travion Williams and Zach Edey basically took turns dominating here this weekend. Both are legitimate high-level college basketball players. Jaden Ivey is going to be one of the best guards in college basketball. 13 assists to 2 turnovers over 2 games against really high-end competition. It just looks like a much more complete player. Looks like he's making decisions at an elite level. And he's got a lot of power on this team this year. He's got a lot of influence to wield. And he did so masterfully in this game because people are going to be paying a lot of attention to him. He's got weapons around him. And it's kind of like what Purdue had going with Carson Edwards in 2018, where they surrounded him with pieces who could be weaponized by ball movement and, you know, smart basketball and the attention that the guards, Carson Edwards and Ryan Klein, drew. And I think Purdue's got that same kind of mix growing around Jaden Ivey. And obviously Jaden Ivey has something Carson Edwards didn't, being the dominant low post presences Purdue has. But when you look at Isaiah Thompson going 4 of 5 for three from three against Villanova and scoring, you get 12 points in the last 8 minutes of this game on 4 threes or something like that. Caleb First gets 12 points for the game and a bunch of them in those final 8 minutes. I think that First and Isaiah Thompson combined for 24 points and 16 of them came in the final 8 to 9 minutes, whatever it was, when Purdue really took hold of this game. And when you have just reliable, opportunistic pieces around great players, everybody on the floor is a weapon when the great players make good decisions. And Jaden Ivey is making decisions at a level that I think Purdue couldn't have imagined in its wildest dreams coming into this season. At least he did in these two games. There will be some ups and downs this season, I'm sure. There always are with guys who can score the way he can score. But that was probably the biggest individual thing from this weekend that I think is a positive development for Purdue, is just how well Jaden Ivey used the supporting cast around him and made decisions and picked his spots, when to attack and when to facilitate. And he's just on the verge of very, very big things for Purdue, obviously. Purdue wore down both of these last two opponents. The way Purdue ended the game and the way the two opponents ended their respective games clearly indicated that Purdue playing 10 guys while the opponents only played 7 or 8 clearly mattered. Because Villanova, around the time Purdue started to take off, Villanova started missing all the open threes they'd been making all day. They missed some free throws. They started turning the ball over a little bit, which by Villanova standards is to say that they turned the ball over at all. And they just looked like they were spent. Purdue made 11 straight field goals to end the game. Meanwhile, so I thought Purdue's depth and Purdue's physicality around the basket really, really helped them win a battle of attrition for the second day in a row. And that's something that's going to be an advantage for Purdue all year long, you know, unless they lose some guys to injury or whatever. Purdue's just got a hell of a lot going for it here, as you know, you could tell watching these games. If you watch this game today, what you saw was an excellent, excellent, excellent basketball team in Villanova. I think Villanova is outstanding, and that's what sets this win apart from the North Carolina game, because North Carolina, I think, is very much a work in progress. But I didn't mean that as a joke when I said excellent, excellent, excellent basketball team in Villanova, but I was setting them up to tell you that, hey, Purdue is excellent and then some now, because look what they just did to Villanova. But seriously, though, I think Villanova is an outstanding basketball team. They're unbelievably disciplined. They're experienced. They're skilled. They're really, really good at exposing matchups and waiting for them to fully materialize before they attack. They're just a well-coached, well-seasoned, experienced, skilled, and just really, really good college basketball team. Outstanding, actually. And for Purdue, you know, to be able to win this game the way Purdue won this game, just you can't really overstate what this means about Purdue and what might lie ahead for them this season. Obviously, it's a long season. There's going to be some ups and downs, regardless of how high the up seems to be right now. There's going to be some ups and downs the rest of the way. There always are in a college basketball season when you're dealing with the most volatile resource on earth, the young male. But Purdue's obviously in a great spot right now. They have every reason in the world to expect to win every game they're going to play the rest of the season. I'm not saying they will, but I'm saying they should feel like they're one of the best teams in the country, because they clearly established themselves as such here at the Mohegan Sun. I say at the Mohegan Sun, even though I'm driving away from the Mohegan Sun. I don't really know why I do that, but this is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast from, once again, Purdue's 80-74 win over Villanova. I never found the skee ball at the Mohegan Sun. That was very disappointing, but otherwise, it was a really fascinating weekend, kind of watching a team come of age. But this has been brought to you by Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn. And I will talk to you guys again on Friday night after Purdue blows out Omaha at home in Mackey Arena. So we will talk to you again then. Thanks, everybody.